So Jesus gets three gifts: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. You know what he did with the gold? Bought Lions tickets. Today we celebrate the feast of the Epiphany of the Lord. What is an epiphany? By definition, it's a sudden manifestation, an intuitive grasp, an illuminating discovery, a complete recognition. The wise men, magi, astrologers, they saw a star. They recognized it was a sign. They did research. A new king, they learned. They came searching. They came to show honor, to give him homage. They came to bring gifts out of respect. They asked King Herod for direction. He's polite, but he's not happy about this new king who may be taking over his throne. But he helps them find their way. And the wise men continue to search. They see the star. They find the child. They're filled with wonder and awe. And they give gifts in honor and thanksgiving. Frankincense for his spiritual leadership. Myrrh for his human burial. Gold for his servant kingship. Why are these gifts important? They show love. They show honor. They show respect. Why do we give gifts at Christmas? Because in our heart of hearts, we pause to recognize, to honor, to show love to the important people in our lives. Today, in prayer, we continue to give thanks for God's gift of love in the person of Jesus. It's why Christmas isn't a day, it's a time, it's a season when we celebrate and remember the birth of our Savior. And so we remind ourselves again why we give gifts. Because we are grateful, thankful, holy people who express our love for Jesus with kindness and compassion, with gratitude and affection, with gifts of love to others. We come today and pray, recognizing our faith responsibility, our faith mission, our faith obligation is to continue to live and to witness the Spirit of Jesus to others. Remember at our confirmation, who remembers their confirmation? You're much better than the last two masses. Nobody remembered. So let's test you, right? How many gifts did you receive at your confirmation? Seven. Seven spiritual gifts: wisdom, understanding, knowledge, right judgment, courage, reverence, wonder, and awe. These gifts are how we live our faith. It's how we witness our love for Jesus. It's how we strive to be people of service. The wise men are simply and importantly modeling to us how to show honor and respect, how to teach, how to seek, and how to follow the star, Jesus Christ, our star, to remember how to be people who give in sacrifice. These holy men went out of their way to seek and to find the newborn king, to give in gratitude for the gifts of love in the person of Jesus, to give praise and thanks to God for the gift of our Savior. So today as we pray, let us pray in thanksgiving for the example of the wise men who came to teach us how to give. Let us remind ourselves that showing love is not just a Christmas Day event. Let us challenge ourselves in this new year to be people who use our gifts and our talents to bring the Spirit of Jesus in our world in love. Amen.